wide open, got it! On the run, 30, 25, 20, 15, 10, 5, touchdown!
He goes and fights and pushes,
and he
is right at the goal line, and it is caught and juggled and caught, touchdown!
Oh, my goodness.
It is all over! The Browns have won it!
Coming to you live from Browns headquarters in Berea, Ohio, this is Cleveland Browns Daily, driven by Liberty Ford, in association with Quaker Steak and Lube.
40, 45, 50, he's in open field, 20, 15, 10, 5, touchdown! It's a one-play drive!
Now, here's your host, Vic Carucci.
Happy, happy Football Friday to all of you as we get ready for Sunday's game in San Francisco. The team on its way to the West Coast for its second trip there in 3 weeks. I'll be joining them. I'll be catching up with them. But first, I got to do this show for you. Got to tell you what's going on here in Berea, which is pretty quiet place right now. But we got a game coming up, and we've got a show for you. Bernie Kosar will be showing up for the last of his two-weekly visits. He'll be back with us, of course, again on Monday, but he'll help us preview this show, and we've got the preview panel together. We've got Jimmy Donovan and Doug Deacon from the Browns Radio Network. We've got Tom Withers from the Associated Press. This is a jam-packed show. We also go inside the locker room. Jameer Howerton sits down with T.J. Ward, standout safety for the Browns. We'll get some good insights from him. And we'll have our weekly fantasy segment with our analyst from NFL.com and NFL Network, Adam Rank, helping us with that. Our daily poll question today: which player do the Browns need to be the most concerned with Sunday? The choices: Alex Smith, 49ers quarterback Frank Gore, or Alden Smith, or Ted Ginn Jr. Those are the choices. Tell us why when you vote on those. A whole bunch of you already are voting. Okay, it's time to cue the music.
Bernie, Bernie, oh yeah, how you can throw.
It's time to check in with Bernie Kosar, as we do twice a week here on Cleveland Browns Daily, driven by Liberty Ford. Bernie, welcome to the show.
Hi, good to be with you.
All right, so they get ready, the Browns do, to go to San Francisco. Very tough, going to be a very tough game, obviously. 5-1, legit 5-1 football team. What do you think of the Browns as you see them coming off a hard-fought, very scrappy game, but one that that left a lot to be desired in the scoring department, going up against a football team that's got a lot of offense, Bernie?
Well, first, I think it's pretty strategic. San Francisco, talent-wise, I don't think was as bad as the record last year. And Jim Harbaugh, coming from Stanford, kind of had his choices of where to go. And I think he kind of saw not only the West that they play in, but the talent on that team from those years of picking. And they're really playing now like a talented team. And besides having physical or weapons on both sides of the ball, they're really playing with a physical presence. And I think that physical stuff at the line of scrimmage is something that the Browns are going to have to match up against in order to stay in the game, especially early.
Yeah, I would agree with you there. And, I look at the Browns defensively and think that a game that has Frank Gore as the opposing running back, plays right into the hands of what this defense has been built for. When you think of what Phil Taylor and Ataba Rubin are all about and DeQuell Jackson are all about, it seems to me like that's a nice... You almost want to root for that as the old school kind of football matchup.
Well, I think the old school football matchup, to your point, builds its teams offensively and defensively from the inside out. And defensively, with your two defensive tackles and your middle linebacker, being able to help control the line of scrimmage, be able to take away the easy yards, and a guy like Frank Gore, who's had a fantastic pro career, that's essential. Because Alex Smith, now this year he's played better. Typically in his past, if the game was solely in his hands, he's had at times struggled. So you, from a defensive perspective, you really want to take away that running game and kind of put the burden, put the pressure on Alex Smith to do it himself in the passing game.
And that's a great point, because Alex Smith, Bernie, is a quarterback who has, you know, he's had troubles with turnovers. He's been a careless guy with the football. This year, not so much. Only two interceptions, only a couple of fumbles in six games. As you look at him, and as you look at the Browns defense, I mean, can you, and knowing the quarterback position as well as you do, can you force a quarterback who's been so efficient to be inefficient in a game? Is it something that only if you are able to stop the run? Are there things you can do schematically to deal with that?
Well, there are definitely schematically, but you hit it right on the head. You know, typically when he was doing a lot of those mistakes, a lot of those turnovers, San Francisco was losing / playing from behind / trying to catch up. And this year, they've been running the ball fantastic. They've been having the lead, winning games. And so he has been able to not take chances with the ball, not have to be relied on to score lots of points, and use the play action game. So if you're able to kind of force him into the play action game not working, the running game not working, and he's not playing with a big lead like he has in turn, I think that's the best chance to get him back into that Alex Smith of old.
Bernie Kosar, our guest, former Browns quarterback, joining us here on Cleveland Browns Daily, driven by Liberty Ford. Bernie, when we look at the Browns offense and Colt McCoy and the struggles that have been there to score, I know they can move the football. We know they can do that. But to get it in the end zone, where in this game might those opportunities come from when you think of Patrick Willis as being such an outstanding linebacker for the 49ers? And in general, their defense is pretty stout in that front seven.
Yeah, right. You're right on board there. Unfortunately, for Browns, for us, the front seven is extremely led by a good D-line and Patrick Willis, the linebacker, and a couple good young linebackers. So I think the same recipe that the 49ers tried to do offensively, you know, if we have the running game, I know it's probably a game-time decision on Peyton Hillis, but, you know, Montero Hardesty, 33 carries against Seattle last week. Peyton Willis, if our running game is there, then they in turn are focused on that. Play action game comes into play. Some of Colt's issues have come when other teams have stuffed the running game and in turn don't respect the play action game, which again then locks in and kind of condenses the middle of the field and makes those underneath crossing routes not as effective.
Does it make sense that Pat Shurmur would maybe lean in the direction of running it more even than he might want to? He is, by definition, a coach who wants to set up the run by throwing the football. So in this circumstance, do you, I don't want to say the word go overboard, but do you lean very heavily on your running game just because it's a way to calm things down and not allow that defense to get maybe ahead of steam in dealing with putting pressure and so forth on the Browns offense?
Well, Vic, it's in my DNA also to use the pass to set up the run. Unfortunately, at times, it doesn't necessarily work like that. And last week, albeit not pretty, we did get the W by sticking with the run, being persistent with the run. And if the game kind of shakes out that way, albeit not exciting, it does probably render itself the best way for us to end up with the victory and to stay in against a tough team by staying persistent with the run, because again, not to harp on playmaking side of it, but the ability for us to make plays and for a guy or two to kind of separate himself from the pack and be that definitive playmaker on a consistent basis just hasn't been there, unfortunately.
And just if you could address kind of the psyche of a team to deal with, and you've through your career went through a lot of these long trips out to the West Coast. This is the second one in 3 weeks for this team. We saw how badly things went in Oakland, and not that that has to be a reason to sort of dread the idea of going back out there, but you know how a lot of folks will think as fans, they'll just say, well, that was a bad one, and this is an even better team that you're going out to play. So what does the mindset have to be?
Well, I really think that from a mindset perspective that the football team, and I know as fans, sometimes we're picking it last week, the offense, this or that. At the end of the day, from a player perspective and a coach perspective, we're 3-3. And I think 2 weeks ago is an eternity from a coaching mind and a player's mind. And I really think the guys are excited about the chance of being 3-3, and more importantly, excited about figuring out somehow, some way, anyway, to be 4-3 come Sunday night.
All right, Bernie, wonderful stuff as always from you. I appreciate it, and we will talk soon, my friend.
Sounds good. Talk to you on Monday.
All right. Bernie Kosar joining us, as he always does here, on Cleveland Browns Daily, driven by Liberty Ford. Much more coming up on ESPN 850 WKNR. Hey, Browns fans, Vic Carucci here talking to you about my good friends at Liberty Ford, Ohio's number one Ford dealer group. Liberty has hundreds of vehicles in stock to choose from, like the 2012 Explorer Limited I'm driving right now. Great design, third row seating, navigation, plus all the technology you need right at your fingertips. With guaranteed financing and award-winning customer service, you just can't beat the Liberty Ford experience. Stop by Liberty Ford today to see for yourself or visit libertyford.com.
At First Merit Bank, getting to know our customers is important to us. So how do we do it? Well, it's simple. By listening, learning, understanding your business, and by turning all those things into a real, roll-up-our-sleeves, working-together-to-achieve-your-future-goals kind of relationship. So let's start now. Hey, how about that game? Let's get to know each other. First Merit Bank. You first. Member FDIC.
We wake up before the sun and lace them up while the world still slumbers. We hit the gym, the streets, the weights, the box scores, and the naysayers as one. Because team is not something you do alone. Team is plural. Together we are Russell Athletic.
Hey, Browns fans, your favorite Cleveland Browns are going green, and you can too. Intercept your ways. Recycle your cardboard, paper, plastic, cans, and glass at home, at work, and on game days. Remember to compost food scraps and yard clippings too. Make it a habit. Reduce, reuse, recycle, and compost. Visit CuyahogaSWD.org to learn more. Powered by the Ohio Department of Natural Resources in the Cuyahoga County Solid Waste District.
I'm Joel Matlin, president of Alarm Force. The last time you heard a home alarm siren go off, did you do anything? Sirens are so commonplace, they're ignored. The best way to protect your house is with the voice of a live person, which is why nothing's more effective than Alarm Force's live two-way voice monitoring. With Alarm Force, you get no charge live two-way voice and just $25 per month for monitoring.
Call 1-800-267-2001.
Ohio's best choice for home security. Doug Deacon here for Infinity of Bedford. Located in the heart of Bedford's Auto Mile, Infinity of Bedford is the number one Infinity store in Ohio, Michigan, Kentucky, and Indiana for the last 4 years. They have the largest selection of Infinities and have more service technicians than anyone else to take care of your Infinity. They have pickup service at your home or office and a fleet of loan vehicles to use while you have your Infinity service. To find your next Infinity or for service, visit InfinityofBedford.com. Infinity of Bedford, a Penske Automotive dealership.
Hi, this is Joe Hayden. You are listening to Cleveland Browns Daily, driven by Liberty Ford on ESPN 850 WKNR.
Little Mamas and the Papas to get you set up for a Browns game in California. Dreaming of a Browns victory, I'm sure. And this is Cleveland Browns Daily. It's driven by Liberty Ford. It's brought to you by Madden NFL 12. In stores now, EA Sports. It's in the game. And the roundtable reconvenes for our preview segment. We're going to take a look at Sunday's game between the Browns and the 49ers. And joining us is Jim Donovan from the Browns Radio Network. Jim, how you doing?
Thank you, Vic. Good to be with you. Two appearances in a week.
I love it.
For me, this is big.
He's sporting, rocking that STO garb. I love it. And our buddy Doug Deacon, of course, his part, Donovan's partner on the Browns Radio Network broadcast. Doug, how you doing?
I'm doing fine. Just looking forward to another five-hour airplane flight.
Yeah, a couple of those in a matter of 3 weeks. A little rough on that. And, of course, Tom Withers from the Associated Press. Hello, Tom.
Hi, Vic. How you doing? I've been working on my post-game handshake all week.
Yeah. All right, let's start there. I love this. So we got a Michigan head coach and a Michigan State head coach. The Michigan coach, of course, Jim Harbaugh, involved in the controversy of the handshake gate with Jim Schwartz in Michigan at the Detroit game. And now you got Shurmur. I just don't see Pat Shurmur reacting or being part of something. Former center at Michigan State, even though they have that rivalry, Jim, I don't see them having something like that as an issue.
Absolutely. No, I don't think so. I think it will be peaceful. I hope that Harbaugh is a little bit down when they do it and that Pat Shurmur. I'm sure if Pat went over there as the winner on Sunday afternoon, it would be very classy.
Doug, did you ever see coaches get after it, anyone you either played for or involved with in the course of a post-game handshake or something?
I think there's coaches that don't like other coaches, but, you know, like everybody, you know, you put on that false front and you try to get through it. But, I mean, I've seen coaches that don't like other players. I mean, when Forrest Gregg was here, I mean, there was guys he would say, you know, this guy is an all world, you know, let's see if you can stop him. And, you know, he kind of game planned to go after the guy.
Yeah.
We were kicking around during the week. I don't know why there's the necessity to have that post game handshake, to be honest with you. I mean, I know back in the old days, in the NBA now or in baseball, you know, you just kind of wave to the other team and
maybe
go on your way. I know it's a nice sportsmanship moment.
I mean, but you look at the high school level, I mean, they have the kids all go shake hands after the game.
Which never used to be.
And I think it generates what you're trying to get out of the sport.
One of my favorite things about hockey
is in the
playoffs.
Yeah.
If it doesn't start a problem, but in the playoffs when they do those handshake line.
With that said, though, I can't remember. I can't see a Pittsburgh-Cleveland game in the old days.
Guys lining up to shake hands.
There'd be sucker punches.
Oh my God!
You know, kicks to the groin.
That's good. That's people love that. All right, but this 49er team is 5-1. Jim Harbaugh has them there. You can't take that away from him. He's done a magnificent job, and really the greatest influence he clearly has had was with Alex Smith. Mm-hmm. This guy, the questions about him since he comes into the league as a top overall pick in 05, and really Harbaugh looks to have straightened him out, Jimmy.
Boy, he really does, Vic, and he has straightened him out. And, you know, I looked at him when Harbaugh got the job. I mean, I just thought that Alex Smith was just so temporary there, and that, you know, maybe they'd go with the kid Kaepernick. I mean, it seemed as though they were enamored with him when they were able to get him out of Nevada. So I'm amazed at what he's done with him. I really am. I just think an injection, what he's done, it seems, team-wide, and certainly with Alex Smith is, an injection of, hey, you can do this, and let's just be tougher than everybody else, seems to be flowing through the veins of every 49er.
Well, I think it goes beyond that, too. I think the fact that you've got an offensive coach where in Singletary and the previous coaches were defensive coaches, you got somebody that's kind of understands it a little bit more. Plus, you know, the team was loaded with, I mean, they got a lot of first round draft picks on that team. And it's more of the Trent Dilfer saga in Baltimore, just manage the game and don't lose it.
Yeah. And he's been efficient that way.
Yeah,
with only two interceptions.
An old quarterback like Harbaugh who kind of went through maybe some of the similar things that Alex Smith experienced in his first couple years in the league to maybe understand him. And as Jimmy said, you know, to really kind of give him the rah rah, hey, we're behind you can do this, you know, I'm with you.
And I think one of the things players, you know, there's guys that are hardcore, you know, Singletary obviously was hardcore, he played for Ditka and Harbaugh did too, but the reinforcement rather than, you know, criticism all the time. And I think that's a big factor in it, and I think that's, you know, one of the things that, you know, Pat Shurmur brought to the table here is he's a very positive, upbeat guy.
You know, Vic, Urban Meyer said it about Alex Smith that it might take him a while to get it, but once he gets it, I mean, he's going to be really, really good. So yeah. When he was with Urban Meyer at Utah, I mean, he obviously got it late there when they had that magnificent season. And, you know, that it seems as though he's a very smart guy. He's like you, Doug. I mean, really, Alex Smith. I mean, he went to high school. They found he was so far ahead, they made him a senior, like, right away. I know you went through that same situation up there in Illinois.
Yeah, I did. In fact, that's why I skipped all the classes.
Right. Didn't have to go.
I mean, why?
Yeah.
Just go right through.
That's a nice fun fact about Doug Deacon. But here's the thing also with Alex Smith. We are talking about still a guy who was a turnover machine, who is not doing the same now. Only a couple of fumbles again, only a couple of interceptions. I wonder if what problem does that present for a team, this Browns team, that defensive that is driven A by its defense, and B with the offense struggling, a defense that needs to make plays, that needs to be getting the ball away from this 49er club, and that's really not happening.
No, they got to create turnovers, and this team's only turned it over, I think, six times all year, just two interceptions as well. And, you know, Alex Smith is one thing, but this team has got a lot of weapons, and we just got done talking to Dick Geron, and, you know, you listen to him talk, and you know the Browns have their hands full this week. I mean, whether it's Frank Gore or Vernon Davis or whoever else might be out there, this team can do a lot of damage.
Yeah, Michael Crabtree is another guy you got to look at, and even at that tight end position, Delanie Walker is no one to mess with. I mean, he finds his way into the end zone. He gets open. Alex Smith definitely looking for him. But they want to, Jimmy, they want to be a team that pounds the football, the whole downhill running game. In some respects, I think that is exactly, though, what the Browns are built to handle with their defensive line linebacking.
Well, I think you're right, Vic. I mean, they have handled all different kinds of backs this year that have come at them, and they get a face full of this guy coming up on Sunday. I mean, he is a great back. I mean, that just wants to be great on every play. But you're right. I think that they've been kind of constructed now that they realize you got to stop the run. I mean, for years around here, you know, they've been saying, hey, we have to stop the run. And they were just words. But it looks as though it's being played out on the field now that they stop it a lot better.
They stop, yeah, they definitely. I mean, especially in our division, because we've always had good running backs in our division, and the other teams have always had good defense in our division.
Right.
Now, you know, we're, you know, catching up with the Joneses.
Yeah,
well, nobody's been doing it better than the Niners over the last month. They're averaging like 193 yards a game on the ground, so it's going to have to start there for the Browns.
We are in the roundtable portion of our show, Cleveland Browns Daily, driven by Liberty Ford, previewing Sunday's game against the 49ers with Jim Donovan, Doug Deacon, and Tom Withers. Guys, now that we talk defense from the Browns' perspective, let's talk defense from the 49er perspective, and that is an outstanding one, and it starts with their ability to stop the run, to not allowing a single opponent to get into the end zone via the run.
Only team in the league.
And a Browns team whose running game, what do we know? I guess it was encouraging that Peyton Hillis was starting out, recovering from this hamstring injury, got into practice, then got sore at practice. I guess we'll wait till Sunday to know what that's all about. But Montario Hardesty certainly ran very hard in his place, not really productive, but I love the persistence of last week. I guess it's going to have to be the same script, right? Persistent running game Sunday?
Well, I think so. Vic, you touched on it, I think, after the game on Sunday when we talked on Monday, and that was that you gave Pat Shurmur a lot of credit for realizing we're going to have to run the ball here, you know, in this game against Seattle, and kind of grind it out, and they went on that 7-minute-plus drive late in the game. And I think that maybe they're changing a little bit. I think that they realize what they are, and I think they see what they want to be, but they're not there yet. I mean, that passing game is not there yet. And I think maybe they're taking a little bit off McCoy's plate in the way of the passing game. So to do that, they have to have a running game. And I think what they want to do is they want to be armed with a lot of backs going into this game. So, I mean, if you have Hillis, Obanaya, and Hardesty, you know, you have three different versions of what you want to do.
And you want to avoid the negative plays. I think that was the big plus for them last week. And the two previous games, Tennessee and Oakland, they got behind. And they were, the scoreboard dictated what the game plan had became.
Right.
But, you know, I think, you know, for the offensive line to run the ball, it helps them. I mean, because these guys, they can get after the quarterback between, you know, the rookie Smith and then the Justin Smith, too. I mean, they've got two guys that have gotten a lot of sacks in a hurry.
And just piggybacking on what those guys said, I think there has been a philosophical shift in the last week. I think the Browns now understand that, you know, while there are a lot of things that Colt McCoy McCoy does well, he's not going to be able to beat anybody down the field. He might not have the necessary weapons to do so. So they're going to try to run the ball, and they're going to try to run the ball until somebody stops them. So yeah. I'm not going to be surprised to see a very similar game plan to last week.
You know, and I go back and forth on this because I don't know that you want to completely pull your horns in or you want to be different than what you are. Pat Shurmur has, in terms of his what he defines himself as a coach, what he's known in this game as a coach, still involves setting up the run with the pass in some form. But yeah, I think there's a there. If I guess you use the term pulling back, is it pulling back or is it just being a little more practical with the kinds of throws you ask Colt to make and the kinds of scheming you do? Because I don't know that the minute I think you're showing teams that you just don't feel confident in your quarterback's ability, they're going to be able to take everything away from you.
Yeah, well, I think that you know, that's what they're trying to do. I mean, I don't think that they're going to completely change and come out on the wishbone on Sunday. But I do believe that they know right now, I think they know what they want to be down the road. Okay. But they're not there yet.
Right.
Okay,
right.
And he's a young kid, and, you know, they got young receivers.
Can they get there this year? Is that realistic?
Well, I think when they get into the Jacksonville, you know, that part of the schedule,
Rams,
I think there'll be a little bit more breathing room, the Rams and people like that. You know, then I think they can widen the field a little bit more. But I think right now, you know, if they go out there and they say, hey, listen, we last week won a game 6-3. We're going to play a much better team. But there's a way to do this. I think that they're going to employ that.
And the other part is I think, you know, it's balanced on both sides. What your defense can do for you, it kind of dictates what your offense can do, try to do.
Mm-hmm.
I mean, you look at the Steelers. I mean, you know, Bradshaw could throw the ball down the field because he knew the steel curtain defense was going to get the ball back for you.
Yeah.
So, you know, the fact that the Browns defense has, you know, come along the way it has, I think that'll open up some other opportunities too.
I think we're going to see Colt over the next couple of weeks a little more in a game manager role than a game changing type of quarterback. You know, I think, you know, and Pat has talked about this many times, trying to understand what he has to work with now. And I think he has a better sense of what Colt McCoy can and can't do right now.
Yeah. And Dan Fouts said this yesterday in talking about Colt McCoy. He said he really encouraged patience among Browns fans. He just was looking at it from a neutral standpoint. And yeah, he's a former quarterback, and you're always going to have sympathy for a quarterback. But he said, in studying him, he said, this guy's good. He said, just give him, cut him some slack. So that's coming from the Hall of Famer. I take that. From a patient standpoint to maybe some impatience, I think there's got to be on special teams. It's frightening what we've seen the last 2 weeks. That's the only word I can come up with, Jim.
Well, very frightening, yeah. There's no question about it. And I just wonder about sometimes when that part of the game goes off the track, you know, it gets in your head a little bit. It's almost like when Hardesty was dropping the ball, I think a lot of that got into his head. And the next thing, he's dropping anything that came his way, and then hopefully that's been rectified. But you really do worry that the psyche now is that, you know, that they've had a couple of field goals go right back in their face, and that maybe the snaps have been a little bit off. I think Papillon has admitted that he's been a little higher than he wanted to be with those snaps. Those little things happening, you know, add up, and if you're not 100% confident about it, it can really hurt you.
Well, there's also an experience factor, because a lot of these guys probably, you know, if you're a high draft pick, you didn't play special teams in college.
Yeah.
But also, you know, in this league, you know, people scout, you know, your special team.
Sure.
It used to be you just throw the guy out there and, okay, this is what you do. But now, you know, people see weaknesses in you and they try to exploit it. And I think they saw a gap. Obviously, the Raiders, you know, they saw something. They thought the fake field goal would work, and it did.
And Coach Shurmur didn't tip his hand, but there are going to be some personnel changes this week, on all those units. So, and, you know, to Doug's point, you know, Brad Seeley was here. He has an idea of what the Browns have. I mean, obviously the roster's changed quite a bit since he was here, but yeah, it's going to be a dangerous week.
Yeah, you know, you think of Ted Ginn Jr. and you think of what he can do, and also the ability to kind of kick away from him worries me a little bit too, because with Phil Dawson, only 5 touchbacks since the start of the season, and now he's dealing with that bruised thigh. I don't know how big of a factor that is. You flip it over, David Akers for the 49ers, 22 touchbacks, so his ability, you would think, the odds of him keeping the ball away from Joshua Cribbs are greater than the Browns' ability to keep it away from Ginn.
You know, when you talk about Ted Ginn, I mean, just take a look at the San Francisco scheme of how these guys that were a little shaky in their confidence. Ted Ginn dropped a lot of balls. He dropped punts. He dropped kicks. They ran him out of Miami for that. That happened a little bit when he first got to San Francisco. Alex Smith, a turnover machine. Now he's playing really well. Frank Gore used to spit the bit a little bit. He used to fumble a lot. He would call his coach at 2 in the morning and apologize for when he would fumble. These guys are all really playing well. It's amazing what, when you get on a roll, what you can do.
Spit the bit. He's been spending way too much time with the horses.
I mucked a few stalls before I got here. Great stuff from the panel. Jim Donovan from the Browns Radio Network. Doug Deacon, his partner on the Browns Radio Network. Tom Withers from the Associated Press talking about, of course, Sunday's game against the 49ers. We will reconvene, guys, on Monday to look back at that game. Much more is coming up on Cleveland Browns Daily, driven by Liberty Ford on ESPN 850 WKNR.
Hey, Browns fans, are you heading down to Cleveland Browns Stadium this season? Discount Drug Mart can help you save at the game. Stop at your local Discount Drug Mart today to save 20% at the concession stand, merchandise stand, or at the team shop with the Cleveland Browns Stadium voucher for just $8. Available at the Courtesy Center. Just another way we save you the runaround. Discount Drug Mart, the official drugstore of the Cleveland Browns.
Hi, I'm Evan Moore. I made my way onto the Cleveland Browns by keeping my head in the game and blocking out all other distractions. I do the same thing when I'm driving my car. That means putting the phone down, keeping my eyes on the road, and buckling up. Every trip, every time. So whether you're just driving around town or to the stadium, never let distracted driving take you out of the game. This message provided by the Ohio Department of Public Safety.
Quaker Steak and Lube is the official chicken wing of the Cleveland Browns. Stop into your local Lube on any game day to get the exclusive Dog Pound Bucket of wings. And guess what? You get to keep the signature Dog Pound Bucket. Don't worry, it's plastic, so you can clean off the Lube wing sauce easily. Enjoy your Dog Pound Buckets at the Lube or swing through the pickup Wingo window and take it home for your party. Quaker Steak and Lube is proud to be the official chicken wing of the Cleveland Browns.
I need the resources of a larger, well-connected financial services firm.
But I want personal attention from a true partner.
Investment solutions designed to meet my needs.
A global perspective is important today.
I want stability. A firm that survived the tough times by doing what's right.
I'm Brian Kurtz with Baird Private Wealth Management. Founded in 1919, Baird has been a financial partner in Northern Ohio for more than 10 years, guiding families and businesses through some of the best and most challenging times investors have ever seen. We combine industry-leading research with a truly global perspective. We also offer deep expertise in investment management, financial, tax, and estate planning services to help you reach your long-term goals. And because we're employee-owned, you can trust that we share a vested interest in your best interest.
Discover a true partner committed to great outcomes in your financial life. Your partnership begins at BairdOhio.com. Robert W. Baird & Company, member SIPC.
What can you do to help keep your employees happier, healthier, and more productive? Offer them great benefits. At United Healthcare, we have solutions designed to help. A good medical plan is a great place to start. But to really make a difference, think about adding dental, vision, life, disability, and critical illness insurance. Wondering if you can afford it? You'd be surprised. You can purchase United Healthcare specialty benefits products separately or together. And when you combine them with your purchase of a United Healthcare medical plan, you may save even more. You also have the option to share the cost with your employees. And with United Healthcare, you have lots of choices. Medical, dental, vision, life, disability, and critical illness. Benefits that help you and your employees grow healthy. Talk to your broker today. Learn more at UHCSpecialtyBenefits.com. Dental, vision, and critical illness coverage provided by the United Healthcare Insurance Company of Hartford, Connecticut, or its affiliates. Critical illness may not be available in all states. Life and disability products provided by United Healthcare Insurance Company and in California by Unimerica Life Insurance Company of Milwaukee, Wisconsin, and in New York by Unimerica Life Insurance Company of New York City.
Don't dread winter driving. Dave Walter BMW has what you need to get through it at the Dave Walter All-Wheel Drive Sales Event. Now through Saturday, you'll get special Dave Walter savings on our huge inventory of all-wheel drive BMWs, like a new 2011 328i xDrive for only $399 a month for 36 months with zero down, plus many other outstanding savings you can see now at DaveWalterBMW.com. The Dave Walter All-Wheel Drive Sales Event now through Saturday. For BMW, see DW, Dave Walter BMW. Call 888-DRIVE-BMW. Qualified buyers only. See dealer for details.
We'll be right back.
appreciate that you've chosen to spend this portion of your Friday with us on Cleveland Browns Daily, driven by Liberty Ford. This Inside the Locker Room segment is brought to you by Quaker Steak and Lube. Each week, our own Jameer Howerton sits down with a key Browns player for a conversation. And this week, today, he sits down with safety T.J. Ward. Take it away, Jameer.
Thanks, Vic. TJ, looking back at this week of practice, how did you and your teammates respond to the game install?
Oh, I think we responded really well. So far, I had a pretty good week of practice. Everybody's been working really hard. And I mean, besides the little minor mistakes you're gonna have in practice, that's what practice is for. Everybody's working really hard, and I mean, looking forward to a good game on Sunday.
Defensively, what were some of the main focuses in practice this week?
Stopping the run. I got a really good running game, averaging 200 yards per game, so that's one of our focal points, and just all the adjustments they do with some of the movement and different pullers and things like that. So we got our hands full this week.
You look at last week, you guys prepare for a no-huddle offense. How much did that help your conditioning as you guys move forward in the season?
Oh, I mean, we're pretty well conditioned anyway, but last week was extra emphasis on being ready when they come to the line and being ready to jog back to the ball, because exactly like you said, they have to hurry up. So I think we're in pretty good shape overall.
You mentioned this offense, but let's break down quarterback Alex Smith. From watching him on film, what does he do well?
He manages the game very well. He doesn't make too many mistakes. He gives the ball to Frank, and then he finds his other receivers. They got Crabtree, Vernon, two tight ends. They got a pretty good stable over there on offense.
And one of those guys that you'll be very familiar with is tight end Vernon Davis. What have you been doing this week to prepare for him in particular?
Oh, I'm just playing. Well, first off, he has a speed of receiver, so you have to be ready for that. I've just been extra focused this week, just a little more. Just knowing that they got a really good run game and two vertical tight ends that they can stretch the field like receivers.
Now, do you get psyched when you're about to face one of the league's best tight ends?
Always. Whenever I'm facing the league's best anything, tight end, running back, receiver, quarterback, you know, it's a challenge, and you want to make your mark against the best, and that's what I plan to do.
We're joined by defensive back T.J. Ward here on Cleveland Browns Daily, driven by Liberty Ford. T.J., the 49ers have a tough running back in Frank Gore, and you have to be happy with the front seven of your defensive unit and the way they've been playing the run.
Oh, definitely. I mean, they've been beasts up front. Fields, Jabbar, Rube, Mitch, even the backers, they've been playing their butts off right now. So I think that's definitely helping us improve completely as a defense.
And when you look at a running back like Frank Gore, what are some of the keys to containing this guy?
He's very patient. So if there's not a hole there right away, he'll wait for one to open up. And he has good moves in the open field. He's made a few guys miss. And runs that should have been 20, 15 yards, he's busting them for 50, 40, 60. So definitely in the second level, he's pretty good.
All right, changing gears a bit. On a personal note, this is the second road trip back to the Bay Area, and this is your old stomping grounds, and we saw your family in full force at the Oakland game, and you grew up in San Fran. So is it safe to say that you were once a 49ers fan growing up?
Oh, yeah. I was a 49ers fan until the day I got drafted by the Browns. So, you know, it's a little history there, just me being a fan, but not really a fan of anybody on the team now because, you know, first off, they're my peers. Second off, I'm a Cleveland Brown, so there you go.
Right. Now, who was your favorite 49er player growing up?
Oh, Jerry Rice. Jerry Rice and Deion. Those are my two favorite offense. Even Deion was there for 1 year. He's my favorite player.
Now, you being a hard-hitting defensive back, Ronnie Lott wasn't your all-time favorite?
No, I like Ronnie Lott, but I was a little young to really be a true fan when Ronnie Lott was playing, but definitely a fan of how he worked and the things I heard about him in the some of the film I have seen on him. But yeah, Deion was right in my prime. So right in his prime, my prime, I was a fan.
Now let's talk about this big ticket request this weekend, because I know you had a large one in Oakland, because I saw your family in full effect. But is it going to be the same amount, you figure much?
Yeah, it's going to be a lot bigger. Now we got the tailgate and the whole thing. It's going to be a lot of T.J. Ward and Browns fans out there this weekend.
So do you get like a little extra excited knowing that you're going to be in front of your home crowd?
Yeah, it's always great to come home and play in front of the home fans, especially because Cleveland, I'm so far, they don't get to come out and watch me play, or they see me on TV, which isn't a lot because, you know, the time difference. But whenever I come home, you know, It's always great.
And overall, TJ, last week the offense kept you guys off the field, controlling the clock for nearly 40 minutes. And defensively, you guys eliminate the big play. So there's a lot to build off heading into this game Sunday.
Yeah, I mean, it's going to be, I mean, we both coming in the game with highly ranked defenses. So it's going to be a challenge to see who can give up the least amount of points. And I'm confident we will.
TJ, thank you, and good luck to you Sunday.
Thank you.
Back to you, Vic.
All right, Jameer, wonderful stuff there with T.J. Ward. And a reminder, you can catch Jameer Howerton, as well as yours truly, and head coach Pat Shermer on TV each week on the Browns Insider. That airs Sunday at 11 a.m. on WJW Fox 8. Check that out. All right, when we come back on Cleveland Browns Daily, driven by Liberty Ford, in association with Quaker Steak and Lube, we're going to give you some fantasy advice. Adam Rank from NFL.com and NFL Network will join us to help pitch some ideas that you might find useful for your fantasy teams this weekend. More on Cleveland Browns Daily, driven by Liberty Ford, coming up on ESPN 850 WKNR. Hey, Browns fans, Vic Carucci here, talking to you about my good friends at Liberty Ford, Ohio's number one Ford dealer group. With over 30 years in Northeast Ohio, it's certain Liberty Ford will make your next vehicle purchase an easy one. A friendly and knowledgeable staff paired with high-quality customer service makes the Liberty experience impossible to beat. Plus, their guaranteed financing, award-winning service department and body shop just add to it. Visit Liberty Ford today or go to libertyford.com.
Quaker Steak and Lube is the official chicken wing of the Cleveland Browns. Stop into your local lube on any game day to get the exclusive Dog Pound Bucket of Wings. And guess what? You get to keep the signature Dog Pound Bucket. Don't worry, it's plastic, so you can clean off the lube wing sauce easily. Enjoy your Dog Pound Buckets at the lube or swing through the pickup wingo window and take it home for your party. Quaker Steak and Lube is proud to be the official chicken wing of the Cleveland Browns. Madden NFL 12 delivers an authentic NFL experience with an all-new collision system, team-specific runners, and real-life broadcast with all-new dynamic player performance. Players' traits rise and fall based on their performance throughout the game. Madden NFL 12, true to the game. EA Sports Madden NFL 12 is available now. Want to learn more? Go to ea.com/MaddenNFL.
O'Reilly. We may not be able to lower the cost of gas, but we can do something about how many miles you will drive per gallon. Stop by your local O'Reilly Auto Parts store today and let us help you increase the performance of your car or truck. Simple things like replacing your air filter, changing worn-out spark plugs, and using fuel injector cleaner can add up to better fuel economy and big savings. There's an O'Reilly Auto Parts store close to you that has the name brands, low prices, and people who can help. Restore lost fuel economy and eliminate rough idle with Lucas Fuel Injector Cleaner, on sale for $4.99 at O'Reilly Auto Parts. Lucas Fuel Injector Cleaner quickly cleans clogged injectors to increase fuel efficiency and help your vehicle run smooth. Lucas Fuel Injector Cleaner, $4.99 at O'Reilly Auto Parts, the official auto parts store of NASCAR. Better parts, better prices every day. Limit supply, see store for details.
O'Reilly. Auto Parts.
Convenience is the name of the game, and this is Doug Deacon. When I bought my car, I went directly to Mercedes-Benz of Bedford. The dealership is just minutes away from Cleveland Browns Stadium, and when I get my car serviced, well, they come pick it up and give me a courtesy car. How easy is that? It's also nice to know if my car gets tackled, they offer the most service technicians and a certified collision center, so I can get back on the road in no time. Take it from me, go to Mercedes-Benz of Bedford. Nothing but the best. Check them out online at MercedesBedford.com. Mercedes-Benz of Bedford, a Penske automotive dealership.
And we're back on Cleveland Browns Daily, driven by Liberty Ford. Hey, Browns fans. Browns single game tickets are still available, but not for long. Purchase yours before it's too late, and that includes the upcoming Browns-Rams matchup, Sunday, November 13th at 1 p.m. For more information, call 1-800-745-300 or visit 300-3000. Try that again, 1-800-745-3000 or visit clevelandbrowns.com today. And this fantasy football segment is driven by Liberty Ford. Friday is fantasy time here on Cleveland Browns Daily, driven by Liberty Ford, and helping us to help you set up your fantasy teams this weekend is Adam Rank from NFL.com and NFL Network. Adam, welcome to the show.
Hey, Vic, thank you for having me. Always a pleasure to be on with you. Always a good time, and let's see if we can help out some people out there set their lineups.
Yeah, and let's start talking about running backs, always the best position, I guess, to deal with in the fantasy world. And finding it very interesting, Ray Rice of the Ravens, some controversy, of course, because his teammate Terrell Suggs calling out the Ravens offensive coaches for not making more use of him in that loss to Jacksonville the other night. I would think that Ray Rice would be a guy that you'd want playing against a struggling Cardinals defense.
That's absolutely the case, and I felt like Suggs was speaking for fantasy enthusiasts everywhere when he's like, what are you doing? Play Ray Rice, especially on a Monday night game. You went through the whole weekend. A lot of people were probably like in a tightly contested, you know, fantasy contest, and you're like, okay, well, I got Ray Rice. I just need 10 points, and I'll be good, and he gave us nothing. But the upshot here, and this is kind of a trend that, Vic, I'm sure you've seen in time, you know, covering the NFL, is that when the coach ignores a player like this, it seems like the next week they kind of go out of their way to get them back into the mix, feed them the ball. And luckily, you know, they got the Cardinals this week. Hopefully they're going to feed the ball to Ray Rice. He's going to start. I've actually got him ranked as my number one running back this week. I'm expecting huge things from Ray Rice, and I want to see it.
How about Pierre Thomas of the Saints, knowing that struggling team, another struggling defense, this St. Louis Rams team that gave up 250-plus yards to DeMarco Murray a week ago.
Yeah, Pierre Thomas hasn't been on the fantasy radar for a couple of weeks, but with an injury to Mark Ingram, Pierre Thomas now becomes the number two guy there. Love Darren Sproles this week. Darren Sproles is a great start. What DeMarco Murray did against the Rams last week was unbelievable. I'm not sure that anybody's going for 250 this week, but there's no way that you sit any of your Saints running backs. Good plays. And actually, the funny thing about Sproles, this was kind of weird. He has more fantasy points than touches this year. One of the few running backs that can actually make that claim. So both those guys are great starts.
Another interesting start, I would think, for the New England Patriots is Ben Jarvis, Green Ellis going up against a Steeler defense. And, of course, the Steelers are traditionally, when you hear Steeler defense, the conversation should end. But actually, this might be a situation where maybe you would go with Green Ellis.
Yeah, it's kind of a toss-up. I'm actually scared that this is going to be a Danny Woodhead game because the formations that the Patriots are going to run out there. But you're absolutely correct. You've got to kind of break yourself from these notions of, like, I don't play this guy against the Steelers. I don't play this guy against the Jets. Because those two defenses are vulnerable, especially to the running back. So, yeah, I mean, if you've got, you know, with bye weeks and injuries and everything, if you're in a bind and you feel like you need to play Ben Jarvis, Green Ellis, I say go to do it. I have him as my number 15 running back this week, but watch out for that Danny Woodhead taking some points away.
All right, we are going through our weekly fantasy segment with Adam Rank from NFL.com and NFL Network, our fantasy specialist here on Cleveland Browns Daily, driven by Liberty Ford, talking about some quarterbacks, Adam. In that same Steelers-Patriots game, Ben Roethlisberger, man, against the Patriot, as strong as this Patriot team is, one thing it doesn't do well is stop the pass or defend the pass. I'm thinking this would be a nice time to maybe go with Big Ben and see him tear it up against the Pats.
You're absolutely right, Vic. I mean, that's the one Achilles heel of this team is the pass defense. It's one of the things that's actually hurt them in the playoffs in the last couple of years is they can't stop anybody throwing the football. So this week, it seems weird. If you think of Patriots, you think of Steelers, you think of two teams, top of the AFC, that's going to be a close, you know, ground-and-pound game, like a low score, but it's going to actually be the exact opposite. It's going to be a shootout. These teams are going to be putting points up on the board like it's an Arena League game or something, and Ben Roethlisberger is a great start because the Patriots have given up the most fantasy points to quarterbacks this year and receivers. So, yeah, start Ben Roethlisberger, start Mike Wallace. If Hines Ward is out and you need a flex receiver, Antonio Brown becomes a good option. So, yeah, there's going to be a lot of fantasy points scored in that game.
Matt Schaub of the Texans, and they certainly have come to life. I know there's a lot of pressure there, not only on Schaub, on Gary Kubiak, the head coach, but especially especially when you think of Chavez being the prolific passer that he is. And a Jacksonville team that defensively, at least, does a nice job against trying to make prolific quarterbacks not so prolific. How do you see this matchup?
Yeah, you know, and that's the thing, is a lot of people watch what the Jaguars did to Baltimore on Monday night, and they say, you know what, that defense looks pretty good, and they're absolutely right. But there's a couple of things where you want to bring in some reality into your fantasy football, and teams who win a big game at home on Monday night, and then they're going on the road, those teams can tend to struggle a little bit. And if you watch the tape, I was breaking down the tape with our Elliot Harrison, who's also on Fantasy Life, we were watching the way the Jaguars defense was reacting to the Ravens running game last week, which means that Matt Schaub and the Texans will be able to run a lot of play action this week. So look for Matt Schaub to actually have a pretty good game. He's in my top 10 of quarterbacks, and have confidence starting him.
And a game, fantasy or not, that a lot of people will pay attention to this week, because it's a marquee matchup, an NFC East showdown, the Cowboys and the Eagles. Tony Romo, how does he figure in the fantasy discussion against that Eagle defense this week?
Well, it is the game of the week, and there's a reason to like and dislike Tony Romo this week. If you look at the four wins that Tony Romo's had over the Eagles, he's been absolutely brilliant. He's had 9 touchdown passes, 4 interceptions, and he's averaged about 314 yards. But in the losses, he's been miserable. He's had only 1 touchdown, 9 interceptions. His passer rating is 41.3. He's averaging 113 yards, and he's been absolutely miserable. So what you got to ask yourself here is, do you like Tony Romo, or do you like the Cowboys to beat the Eagles, or do you like the Cowboys to lose to the Eagles? I personally believe that the Eagles are going to win this game, which means we're going to get bad Romo. I don't think that he'll be as terrible as he's been in the past, but the Cowboys have been really conservative with their game plan in the last couple of weeks with Romo. I look for that to continue, so I move Romo down my board a little bit. I would start Schaub over him. I would start Roethlisberger, Eli Manning. There's some better options out there, so I would be a little bit wary of Tony Romo.
All right, Adam, great stuff as always. Thank you so much for taking the time with us.
Vic, it's an absolute pleasure. I enjoy doing it, and good luck to your Browns. Go beat those Niners.
Yeah, it'll be a tough one, but we'll see. All right, Adam Rank from NFL.com, NFL Network. Make sure you check out both those places for all your fantasy information. Much more coming up on Cleveland Browns Daily, driven by Liberty Ford on ESPN 850 WKNR.
Shop Ohio's largest selection of Ford trucks at Liberty, Ohio's number one Ford dealer group, and get the best deal of the year on a new Ford Ranger. Liberty Ford has hundreds of fuel-efficient Rangers in stock now with up to $5,000 in rebate. Or get 0% financing for 60 months, plus $1,000 cash back, and another $1,000 for your trade. That's 0 for 60 plus $2,000 on Ranger. Guaranteed financing, and nobody pays more for your trade.
Liberty's been stolen. Maple Heights, Brunswick, Parma Heights, Vermilion.
Hi, I'm Doug Deacon, and I don't like anything standing in my way of getting me where I'm going. CLE parking is always a big hit with me when I fly. When I'm in a rush, I use the convenient CLE valet service or their outbound taxis to get me on the move. CLE, going places.
This is Jim Swayze. I was at Half Price Books last week and spotted a book about Australia that I wish I'd bought during my trip to the Outback. I've been searching for that Aussie jewel for years, and there it was, for less than half price. You know, when you're enjoying a walkabout at Half Price Books, you can expect those kind of surprises. The selection and prices, they're hotter than the proverbial shrimp on a Barbie. Well, one of the bibliomaniacs came over. That's what I call their employees, because they're passionate and knowledgeable about all their stuff and always happy to help. Thought you might like this, she said, and handed me a Blu-ray DVD of Australia. Jenny's favorite movie, and it was cheaper than the book. Yep, at Half Price Books, whether new surprises are waiting for you on the top shelf or down under, you'll always find real books, real treasures, real cheap. In North Olmsted, Mayfield Heights, Menor, and Rocky River. Find out more or drop me a note at halfpricebooks.com.
My name's Nick, and I'm a doer, which is probably why I started my own landscaping business. I specialize in plant-driven design. I do azaleas. I do lavender shrubs. I even do banana plants. One thing I don't do, sales and promotional materials.
My name's Alex, and I work at the UPS store helping doers like Nick do whatever it is they do or don't do, like color sales brochures, laminated promotional materials, even professionally printed business cards. They just swing by the store or upload their files online, and I take it from there. So while guys like Nick are doing amazing things for their clients, I'm doing some pretty impressive stuff for mine. It's called logistics.
What do you know? Looks like logistics helped me win another piece of business. Yeah, hey, this is Nick.
Doers love logistics. That's why they love the printing and finishing services at the 4,300 convenient locations of the UPS store. Participation, prices, and hours vary by location. See the upsstore.com/print for full details.
Hi, I'm Doug Deacon, and I don't like anything standing in my way of getting me where I'm going. CLE parking is always a big hit with me when I fly. When I'm in a rush, I use the convenient CLE valet service or their outbound taxis to get me on the move. CLE, going places.
All right, we welcome you back to Cleveland Browns Daily, driven by Liberty Ford. Time to give you the results of the daily poll question, which is brought to you by Quaker Steak and Lube. And the question was, which player do the Browns need to be most concerned with Sunday? Alex Smith, Frank Gore, Alden Smith, Ted Ginn Jr. Many, many of you voted. And the result, 80% said Frank Gore. No surprise there. That's my pick, too. Gore is he's a beast. He is an explosive. You watch tape of this guy, he'll get into the hole. He'll get into the line of scrimmage, into a crowd, and then sneak out and then tear it out. And those are the scariest kind of backs, because when he turns it on in the open field, man, and he's strong too for not the biggest guy in the world. 16% said Ted Ginn Jr. Ismail commented, Ginn is becoming a serious threat. I think he'll get off this week as he is still underrated, and Gore, the beast, will probably be the focus for the defense. All right, he will go off probably. Because he's that kind of a talent. The Browns got to make sure he doesn't go off and kick returns. Jeff, Vernon Davis or Walker, he commented. Andrew questioned about Vernon not being on the list, but that's the list we came up with. All right, questions to ask Vic via Facebook and Twitter pages. Raul, do you think it matters if Peyton Hillis plays Sunday? Seems like the Browns can run the ball real well on the 49ers regardless. Well, I'm glad your optimism is there, Raul, but I would say to you that it's going to be a tough chore. This is a really strong run defense. I mean, a super strong run defense, and it'll take everything the Browns have. It would be great to have Hillis. If they don't, then, you know, again, Montario Hardesty and Chris Obaniah have to do the job. Some thank yous today. We want to thank Bernie Kosar, Jim Donovan, Doug Deacon, Tom Withers, TJ Ward, Jameer Howerton, Kristen Rebelli, Pat McKenna, Dave DiNatale, TJ Soupy. We'll talk to you Monday on Cleveland Browns Daily, driven by Liberty Ford.